On June 22, 2001, 14-year-old Christopher Duplessis pulled an unconscious race car driver from his burning vehicle.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
Duplessis and his father, Richard, were volunteer corner workers at the Mount Washington Hill Climb, an annual 8-mile automobile race up New Hampshire's most famous peak. Near 8 a.m., Edward Romney was driving a practice run in his 130-horsepower Legend race car. He was traveling at 70 miles an hour when he lost control, veered off course, and hit a tree some 200 yards from Christopher and his father. Romney was knocked unconscious. As gas from a broken fuel line hit the hot engine, flames broke out. The older Duplessis had his son grab a fire extinguisher, and both rushed to the burning wreck. While his father tried unsuccessfully to put out the fire, the middle school student from Maine ran to the driver's side door, which had popped open. Despite intense heat and the threat of explosion, Christopher reached in to pull out the unconscious driver. Bracing his feet against the car's frame, he repeatedly tugged on Romney until the driver's safety restraints melted and gave way. Then Christopher pulled him to safety.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more, visit carnegiehero.org. I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.